Random Samplings of a Logical Mind, I'm Lynn Woolley. Critical Race Theory, Making America Marxist. Issue 1, The New Institutional Orthodoxy. Don't look now, but America has changed. Merit is gone. Content of character is frowned upon. What matters now, and the only thing that matters, is race. This is what critical race theory, the new academic and corporate orthodoxy, has begat. It's simply Marxism, of course, but with a slight difference. Instead of pitting capitalists against workers as Karl Marx did, the pushers of critical race theory use race to divide us. This is community organizing on a grand scale. CRT was spawned in the 90s, and it's only taken a matter of years to set up a framework of identity-based grievances designed to tear down the free market system. This is working for two reasons. First, academia pushes it and indoctrinates our students. Second, the American people, especially corporations, have become too scared to dissent. Issue 2, the intimidation factor. If your children attend a public school, if they attend a college or university, if your company has a diversity and inclusion office, if you've had to take sensitivity training, or if you've read the 1619 Project, you've been slapped in the face by critical race theory, and you're not allowed to disagree. In fact, I could get in trouble just by writing this expose. That's because the pushers of this neo-Marxist anti-American ideology have managed to make it so that if you push back at all, you're racist, and you must be canceled. This is why big companies bend to the will of Marxist organizations like Black Lives Matter, but don't give a flip about what traditional Americans think. Cancel culture, the removal of statues, the trashing of American icons like George Washington, all of that is part of the plan to make America Marxist. Issue 3, fighting back. I once made a promise to myself that I would never, under any circumstances, be subjected to sensitivity training. Then I took a job at a college and I had no choice. President Trump banned this type of training in the federal government. Joe Biden reinstated it. Make no mistake, racial sensitivity training stems from critical race theory. So do these ubiquitous diversity and inclusion departments at universities. So does all the talk on CNN about the problem with so-called white supremacy. It's all about using race to divide and destroy the capitalist system of government. And it's all classic Marxism. No matter what your race is, nothing could be worse for this country. The black woman that told off her school board recently should be a role model. She sees the danger and has the courage to fight back. Stay tuned for more random samplings of A Logical Mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.